This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First of all, keep an eye on interest rates. The yield on the benchmark T-note is starting out at 1.84 today after rising nearly 5% yesterday. Some of that is worry about inflation as the dollar strengthens against the Japanese yen, which hit a four-year low today. As for stocks, let's do the numbers. Right now, Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 10 points, not quite 1%. S&P 500 is up not quite a point, and the NASDAQ Composite Index is up about a third of a percent. And there is decent news expected when it comes to the U.S. government's finances. Joining us every Friday is Chris Lowe, Chief Economist at FTN Financial. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
You're thinking about the federal budget. I thought that's what we did last summer in the great debate over sequestration and so forth.
Well, that's right. But yeah, we're focused on the budget because we get the April surplus numbers this afternoon. April, of course, is tax month, and it is a big month for budget economists. This year, CBO estimates that Treasury is going to report a $112 billion surplus.
Surplus. That's a word we tended not to hear over the last couple of years.
Well, that's right. And of course, it's one of those things that only is going to happen one month this year. But so far, the first 7 months of the fiscal year, we are running a deficit $230 billion. Less than last year. That is much better than anybody expected.
And you care because you're a caring person, but also you think maybe this clears away some gridlock?
Well, it should, right? If Congress sat down and tried to work a budget deal today, it should be a lot easier than it was last summer. Unfortunately, what's happening is there's quite a few who are now saying, hey, we're making so much progress, we don't have to do anything else. And so for now, anyway, the odds of a budget deal this summer have actually diminished.
Chris Lowe, Chief Economist, FTN Financial. Thank you very much.
Thank you.